And this call is being recorded.
And so must it be.
So now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus now on your breathing as you take several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, rhythmically and gently. Take a deep breath in, breathing in the light, holding it for a few seconds. And now exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing, letting go, centering yourself. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, let yourself go a little bit deeper into relaxation. Just letting go, finding the center within yourself. 5. Four, just feeling yourself falling deeper into relaxation. 3, going deeper and deeper. 2, and 1, now completely relaxed, fully in control of yourself. This is not hypnosis. This is just simply a relaxation technique to have yourself go deeper and deeper. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of all of your chakra centers. There are 12, but 9 have become activated in all of the light working, light warrior community. And remember, they've become reactivated. So now, as you focus on your chakras, see them in perfect alignment of your spinal cord, from just below your feet, with the Earth Star Chakra, to all the way up to above your head, to the Soul Star Chakra, and all of the chakras in between. How important it is for your chakra centers to be in alignment and to have their respective colors, but more importantly, the vibration within those colors, within those chakra centers. That's what's important, is the vibration. The vibration that then also increases consciousness within you as well and raises you out of the third dimensional illusion, and brings you higher up into the higher fourth and even fifth dimension. And during these experiences, know that you are traveling within the fifth dimension when you do these. So let yourself go now. And as you focus on the chakras, see the different colors and the resulting vibration within those chakras. Because as you raise the intensity of the colors, and thereby the energy within those chakra centers, you are also raising the vibration. And when you fully raise the vibration throughout your chakra centers, you are also affecting the old programming within you as well, and purging out that program, as you know, with the violet flame. So see all of the chakras now in perfect alignment, and then begin to blend all of the chakras together. bringing them up into the soul star chakra, which is brilliant, pure white. And all of the chakras coming together as pure white, creating your light body and your Merkaba light vehicle as well. And now, with your Merkaba light vehicle, your soul star chakra shining brightly out in all directions, feel yourself as that light body. In other words, you are your conscious knowing self. And your conscious knowing self now is within your third eye center, within the middle of your forehead, and you are looking out through your third eye as a doorway or window out into the astral realm. And you are safely exiting through this window or doorway, your third eye, into the astral realm, and then simply enter your Merkaba light vehicle as if it was a vehicle, a spaceship, a small ship, and step into it. And notice that it is a three-dimensional star. That is your Merkaba, a three-dimensional star of light, pure white light. Maybe some colors mixed in there, whatever it is for you. But enter it now and rise up. Begin to rise up as if you were just simply moving away from your physical body in your ship, in your small ship. Rising up into the clouds, through the sky, all the way until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And you can look back down now and see the Earth. First, you see the Earth as she appears now in your three-dimensional illusion. But you can also now shift your perspective, just as we have the different perspective. And we see now the Earth, Gaia herself, in her beauty, in her pristine blue, the blue world, with all of the myriads of colors. See her now in that way, the crystal clear skies with fluffy clouds, but no pollution whatsoever. The air crisp and clean, the plants, the flowers, the trees, all growing to enormous heights and beautiful, beautiful colors. In all different ranges of colors. Colors that you have never seen before in this lifetime. Colors that might remind you of other times, other places, other planets and systems that you have come from. Where all of this is reformed here in the Earth, coming from all of those that have been set up in other worlds, in creation. But know that you are the creator here. You are the creator of your fifth dimensional world, the world that is fast becoming real to more and more and more people. And yes, there is still the third dimensional illusion, but see it overimposed over to the fifth dimensional expression. As if it was just pulled right over the third dimension and can see and be in both dimensions at one time. It is superimposed over the third dimension. And as you're seeing that, also know now that you can become aware of the great crystals throughout the planet. Ones that have been hidden away until the time such as now when they can be brought forward again and do what they were meant to do here, where they connect to that crystalline grid, that Christ consciousness grid. And all becomes connected together, energy flowing in all directions, just like it flows in all directions within your own physical body. The macrocosm to the microcosm. And all of this that is flowing, the energies flowing from one sacred point on the planet to the next sacred point, and the next sacred point. energy vortexes, if you will, connecting everywhere. And whatever darkness was there is now being replaced by the light, literally being replaced by the light. So at some point in the near future, the darkness will be completely gone. Fear will be gone. Hatred will be gone. Anger will be gone. Never to be reintroduced here on this planet ever again. For it shall be cleansed. To see this happening now, energies connecting from the crystalline grid to the great crystals everywhere, making the connection, holding the light here. And know that at one time long ago, this crystalline connection was severed, allowing the darkness to seep in, but no longer now. See it all connecting all over the planet, all over your world. And light and love and power restoring the plan on Earth. Everywhere. Now, people, all with higher vibrational frequencies within them and around them, feeling the higher consciousness within them as well. Higher consciousness that leads to love and oneness and peace and truth. Replacing all that was of the old third dimensional illusion. The third dimensional illusion completely being dropped. See that, visualize that, create that right now. Just as you were instrumental in helping to create this third dimensional illusion, you are also instrumental in creating the new higher vibrational frequency of the golden age here of Gaia. Now, see as a result of all of this, see the ships, our ships landing everywhere, all across the planet, mass landing, if you will. And ones exiting those ships and greeting the people here on the earth with love. Long lost families coming together, being reunited, tears of joy flowing everywhere. This is the reuniting, this is the reunion that you have all been waiting for, all been building toward. Once again, with your families, your friends, both here on this planet, but also from your brothers and sisters from the sky, all coming together, the grand reunion, and the grand celebrations to follow. This is what you are all working toward, what you all came here for. Know that it is happening. Right now, as we speak, the process is in full flow this time. part of your entire ascension process. Now, if you would let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form. Just let yourself come back slowly, gently into your physical body. Merge your astral and etheric body back in. And as you do so, feel the energy moving through you now, through all areas of your body, through all of the meridians of your body. Meridians being wide open now, allowing the energy to flow in all directions to all parts of the body. Light flowing everywhere. Wherever there may be blockages that cause pain or suffering of any kind, joint stiffness, heart issues, pain in the legs, back pain, all of it now, feel it just flowing away as the energy freely moves through your body. For when energy is blocked, that's when pain ensues. Freely, light moving through your body, energy moving. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Melchizedek. And I have asked to be able to speak to you, to bring a message forward where it was going to be Kara speaking. But I sent the message to this one, this channel, in the way that he would understand that it is I that wishes to speak. For my message is to all of you, not only here, those of you that are on this call, but to all of those that will read or listen to this at times beyond, and resonate to these words, and know them as the truth, because the truth is coming forward in so many ways, and so from so many directions, and from so many different sources. And the light that is coming into the planet is growing and growing and growing, where at first you were simply the light workers, anchoring the light, holding the light. Now you are the warriors, spreading the light, sharing it, sharing truth wherever you are able to. And there is a great portal now that is opening. It is in the process of opening. And as it does, more and more light will flow through that portal, opening other portals throughout the planet, bringing truth forward in from many different directions. Truth being revealed everywhere. You are beginning to see just the beginnings of that. But think about how it has changed over the years, and how much more truth has been coming forward. How those of the dark forces can no longer hold it back. They can no longer hold the flood of information, the flood of truth that is breaking from through all of the dams that have held the truth back everywhere on the planet. They're all breaking free, bringing the truth forward, flowing into all corners of the planet. Each and every country throughout the planet will receive this truth, will receive this light. For as you have heard many times, it cannot be stopped, even though they have attempted and continue to attempt to stop the flood of information, attempt to patch the holes in those dams wherever they can. They cannot any longer. They are breaking free now. And you are going to see much, much more coming forward in the days, weeks, and months ahead. And know that all of you that came here to be a part of this and have been preparing for this are going to find the time, find the day when all of this is fully revealed. And that, my friends, will be a day of remembrance. It will first start off as a trickle, as it has already been, but gaining momentum, just as a tsunami that flows into an area, comes in slowly at first, but then gains more and more momentum and flows more freely everywhere, overcoming all of its obstacles in its way. That is what you are looking toward now. Dates-wise, time-wise, cannot be given, for it is still yet unknown exactly when this all shall be. But know that it is coming now. And all of you have been prepared by those of us that have been working with you to ready you for this great avalanche of truth to be brought forward. You will be in the forefront. You are the way showers to all of those that yet are going to have their awakening. And a great awakening it is. Will all of the people on the planet awaken? No. That is not the destiny at this time. But many, many more will than was thought of even a few years ago. For those that have been at the forefront of this, bringing the truth forward again from many different directions and different sources, they have been doing their due diligence. They have been the light warriors. In bringing these truths forward to those of you that have been ready to accept them. And now you are the light warriors, bringing this information to others that are ready now to accept it. More and more will continue on in this way, until the truth spreads everywhere. And the tsunami of love and light will reach every corner of the planet and hasten that which is the great event. I am Melchizedek. And I appreciate this time that I can be with you and share this message, especially of that of the great portal that is in process of opening. Peace and love be with all of you.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready. The symptoms that the James had earlier are completely gone now because he's recognized, just as there was two times before, as we find it, when this energy of Melchizedek was coming through. And it was a reminder to this one that he needed to open up for this message. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
I have a question. Can you hear me? My question is the absence of sound during last week's channeling were going through the chakra tones. I did listen to the recording and there were dead spots exactly where I heard them before live last week. I'm just wondering if there's any reason that was found out that that happened.
What we can tell you is this is largely within each and every one of you in terms of a difference within you as to what you would be able to handle within yourself as to remember these sounds. And we specifically say remember here. And some of you are ready for this and some not so much. So it was determined within each of you in terms of your higher God self working within you that you are either ready or not ready for this at this point. So we are going to hold back from this as a group now because of this as we find it. Shoshana, do you have another perspective here perhaps?
We do not.
Very good. Then we hope this answered your question here.
Yeah, just frequency.
Good. Very good. Are there any further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I think I was meditating. Anyways, I was sitting where I usually meditate, and then I just every now and then I've seen little sparkles, but this day I saw quite a bright blue sparkle out of the side of my eye, and then it just was there for a second or two, and then it was gone. And I just wondered if you had any information you could share about that.
Yes, what we can tell you is this is what we have been speaking about for some time now as to the glimpses beyond the veil, if you will, of the third dimensional illusion and seeing into the higher dimensional frequencies. And when you get these glimpses, which often happen out of the corner of your eye, in your peripheral vision at first, and they are fleeting. And this is has been happening to many of you for some time and will continue to happen and even become stronger. Where at the point when your third eye is much more reactivated, you will then be able to see directly into that that experience that is right there in front of you. And we say right there in front of you because it is all happening right there in front of you. You just cannot see it yet at this point. Sometimes you get glimpses. Shoshana, do you have perspective here?
We can share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we find that this blue sparkly color that you have seen is a reminder for you to be tranquil, to be calm. And you have been seeking this calmness within you, this tranquility within you for a very long time. And this is a reminder that you are achieving this. Namaste.
Very good.
Namaste. Thank you.
There'd be other questions here.
I have a question.
Yes.
We all know that we're heading into a very exciting time this fall, or we're starting to see things happening. And I was wondering if the good guys, the White Hats, still have a plan to do an emergency broadcast if the mainstream does not go down, or is that all not been decided yet?
We can tell you there is many parts of this plan, and that is one specific part here that is likely to be introduced here in a very short time as we find it at this point. That, of course, could change depending on how consciousness, collective consciousness across the planet continues to move through this plan, but it is very likely that you will be having this process occur coming soon here. And there is that word soon, but take it for what it is here at this point. So, Shana, do you have anything
to add? We do not add to that.
Very good. Was this sufficient for you?
Yes, I just see that some people are not able to awaken, so possibly that will be what jars them into awakening, if that happens.
This and another sign, which is yet to come.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes, we hear two here. Yes.
Go ahead. You can go ahead first.
Go ahead, Jen. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I've been hearing.
And then educating the spirit as well. What is the current, and I'm going to hopefully get to take this question
accurately. Hold, please. There is much confusion there. Please, the female, if she would speak first here.
Okay, I'll go first.
Hello.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
All right, I'll go first. Thanks. I've been having more and more of these high frequency tones in my ears, not my ears, my head somewhere, coming in. And at night, at a certain time each night, there's a star that's outside my door. And it seems that the tones are connected to the light and the frequencies, like the star itself is twinkling, but it's more than twinkling. And it's connecting to the tones that I'm hearing. Is there anything that you can maybe tell me about this?
Yes, certainly. Do you remember the movie? The one of the landing that occurred, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, your movie? And tones that were used?
Oh.
This was not fictional. This was not simply made up. This was a known understanding here of the type of communication that could occur, that the human being here on the planet could receive this. And you are receiving this within your head as tones that are coming. And this is an indication of those that are attempting to communicate with you.
Okay. Any idea what they're trying to tell me?
We cannot do that, but we can tell you that they are attempting to communicate and would hope that you would listen and then be able to telepathically communicate back with them.
Okay.
So, Shana, they have other perspective
we
or
do.
More?
We have perspective here. Yeah. Maybe share your sister.
Sure, please.
Your sister. These sounds that you are being given, these high frequency sounds, are healing tones. They are sending healing throughout your body, and these healing tones will affect your body to the level that you receive and accept them. So when you feel these tones, when you hear these tones, know that this is a recalibration taking place to mend the areas that need mending, to heal the areas that need healing in your physical body. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And the other one that wished to ask a question here?
Yes, can you hear me okay? Yes, my question was, what is the, as we find out, this is specific to the way I'm going to frame this question is around, say, actors and musicians that we are finding out are not good people, right? As they, these truths come forward, and I'm going to use Tom Hanks or some of the other ones that are more well known that these are really not good people. What is the correct energetic response, and that is the best way I know to term it, on continuing to watch movies, listen to music, or any form of entertainment that includes these folks, these evil ones, as we find out they're evil? Because what I guess what I'm trying to get is I don't want to inadvertently support that structure. And then once we find out the truth about someone being evil, if I go ahead and watch a movie that they starred in or whatever, or continue to listen to their music after I know they're evil, isn't that inadvertently sort of supporting that within the matrix? So my question is, what is the correct energetic response? Do we never watch those movies again? Do we never watch or listen to their music again once we realize they're evil? Or I guess that's my question.
We would say it is dependent on each individual and how they feel. And it is about feeling as you are watching this or listening to this, how it feels to you, how it resonates within you. And there are those that can watch these movies and with whatever actors are in them and not be concerned about it, not be affected by it. Then there are others that are at that same consciousness level of that one that is in the movie or being depicted in the movie as we find it. As you know, there are many that are being depicted, not actually being the ones in these movies. And they are not able to differentiate between this, you see. But it is mostly about feeling, how it feels to you. If it feels okay, then it is okay. But if it does not, then we would say to hold back from it. An example would be of your themes in terms of horror movies, this type of thing. If this is something you watch and you become ensconced within it and you feel within it and feel the fear and all of this within it, then we would say to not watch those movies. And it's the same thing with various of your music at this point. Shoshana.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
We can share. May we share our perspective, dear brother?
Absolutely, thank you.
Dear brother, to thine own self be true. That is what we have to say. It all that was given by one serves is accurate. And in this life, as in all paths, the straighter path requires complete commitment to the truth of oneself. All other paths lead to destruction, you see. So to thine own self be true. Namaste.
Very good.
Great. Thank you so much.
Any other further questions before we release channel? We take one more if there is. No further questions? Then we are ready for your, we have one email question here.
Yes. The question was asked, what is the real cause of the people's sudden death happening on the planet right now?
As many of you have been receiving information on this as to this sudden death syndrome or sudden adult death syndrome, this type of thing, and that is what we have been alluding to and bringing messages to you for some time here, that there will be many that have chosen this way to leave the earth, to leave this expression here. And this was their ticket out, you might say. So that is certainly happening. There are those that they did not have that desire to leave, but are getting brought into the entire process here. And that is, at some point, ways unfortunate that they are leaving the life in that way. But it is all a part of their larger contract that they have. So even if they did not want to, it is part of their deeper contract here that they are leaving. And you know the reasons for this in terms of the what you are calling the shot, the clot shot, or the kill shot, this type of thing. All of this was predetermined by those of your dark forces to bring about the extermination of the large population of this planet. If they could not do it one way, then they would look to do it another way. Nuclear war did not work. Famine likely would not work, but they went toward the so-called pandemic and this type of thing to spread fear and all of this. And notice they continue to attempt to spread fear wherever they are able to. But that is all coming to an end here. Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
You will add that this phenomenon is caused by electronic wireless signaling to those that have the mechanism within them that has been distributed by this inoculation. It is electronically being emitted. Namaste.
Very good.
Can I just ask quickly, will the total truth come out to these people who are asleep to this as the reason? Will the truth come out about them dying because of the vaccination eventually?
Yes, it is certainly destined to do so at this point.
It again is, may we share?
Yes.
It is, again, the idea of those that have ears to hear this, you see. So those that are seeking the truth will be given the truth. Those that do not seek the truth will not find the truth. Namaste.
Yes. Very good. Then we are done for the time. Shoshana, do you have any thing of message to give here?
We will say that hold on to your seats, dear people. It is about to break loose. Namaste.
Yes. Fasten those seat belts because it is coming. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.